Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio for May 27, 2014, the most, Wayne Benitez. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a good installment of Wrestling It Factor. This lady held the NWA Women's title consecutive reign of it, title victories. Give it up for women's wrestler, KC Carlisle.
Hey. Hey, Wayne. How are you doing?
Doing great. But it's raining over here in Maryland, so can't complain about that on a wet day right now.
Nothing wrong with that,
and,
man. You know, good rain shower. That's nothing wrong with that at all.
Right. And it's an honor for you to be on It Factor Radio.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on. Thank you for giving me the time and having me.
Yes. It's an honor. And Yes.
You've
been all over the independent scene through the Northeast, all over the U.S. You're just making a name for yourself. Everyone's favorite worker. And were you a wrestling fan? Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
I was, yes. I was a huge wrestling fan growing up from the time I was 8 years old and continue to be a fan, of course, today. From the moment I started watching it, I fell in love with it and became obsessed with it. It was everything that my world centered around. It was all I thought about and all I watched on TV and all I talked about and all I cared about. So wrestling was, you know, to say it was a part of my childhood would be a little bit of an understatement. It was basically what my world revolved around and still does to this day. So huge wrestling fan growing up, and I knew from the moment that I started watching it, I kind of decided that same day that this is what I wanted to do, and I was going to somehow find a way to be involved with it in some capacity.
Yes. Who were the trainer that got you started?
Who got me started?
Yes, training. You
mean
from
like
day
who was
one.
I trained by, or who were my favorite wrestlers?
Who were you trained by?
I was trained by a guy named Shorty Smalls. I met him at an independent show that I attended in 1997. He was scheduled to wrestle that night, but he was injured, but was still at the show checking it out. And I met him at that show that evening and was filling him in on my love of wrestling and how I'd watched it since I was a kid and, you know, my plans to get trained at some point and become a wrestler. And he offered to train me. He said he had access to a ring and, you know, he had had a hand in helping to train some other people along the way. So I took him up on his offer and, as they say, the rest is history.
Wonderful. And, you also had your shares with working other companies like ICW. How was that, the memories of working there?
Of working for ICW?
Yes.
I'm trying to recall working for, which ICW is that you're referring to?
The one over the Northeast.
Unless I have a really bad head injury that's preventing me from remembering, I don't recall ever working for an ICW. Unless it was a jointly promoted show or something that I am completely blanking on, which is possible, but
yes, you also worked at Wilson Mullins promotion WXW C4.
Yeah, I wrestled for WXW C4, and I'm actually their current women's champion. I won that title at the beginning of May from Nia, and that happened in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And I'll actually be wrestling for them again this coming Friday, which is May the 30th. I'll be in action again in Allentown for WXW C4. I believe I might be taking on Nia again that evening, but I'm not 100% sure of that, so I can't promise one way or another.
Yes. What are your memories of working with her also there?
Working with Nia has always been great. You know, our styles are a nice contrast of each other's, I think. She's very influenced by, you know, kind of the lucha influence, the high flying. She has a lot of aerial tactics that she's able to pull out of nowhere. Really, you know, kind of a faster paced, more high flying type of style, whereas I am more of an old school brawling type of style. You know, you don't see me going up to the top rope and flipping off of there, but, you know, I bring a lot of hard strikes, a lot of hard slams and things like that. So it's definitely a nice contrast of styles, and she takes me to my limit every time I'm in the ring with her. Sometimes I've been the one to come out victorious, and sometimes it's her. So it's always an enjoyable battle with her inside the ring.
Yes. Also, what is your memories of working for MCW?
Working for MCW? I've only
Maryland
actually worked for them one time. Yeah, I only worked for them one time, and that was this past December. I was a fairly last-minute replacement, actually, in the ladies' tag team match that they had taking place. But that, again, you know, it was an enjoyable experience. I saw, you know, a lot of familiar faces in that locker room just from being in this area and wrestling with other companies. And I also was able to meet some new people that I hadn't had a chance to meet or work with before. You know, MCW is one of those companies who have been around for quite some time, and they have a great reputation for a reason. They're really well-run. They're very well-organized. They have a lot of top-notch talent from this area. So it was very enjoyable, and I actually hope to be working for them again some point in the future.
Yes. Yeah, what are your memories of working with Jessie Kay?
Jessie Kay is awesome. She's one of my favorite opponents, actually, to work with. You know, in that respect, the way I said that Nia and I have different styles, Jessie and I actually have very similar styles. And that's a lot of fun, too, just mixing up with somebody who, you know, who has the same style. She has a lot of the same moves in her repertoire. And it's always interesting when we get in the ring together to see who can pull out a move first and who ends up, you know, kind of catching the other person with things. But she's, you know, she's still young in this business. She's just a couple of years in, and she's doing really well for herself. And I see her having a lot of strong matches in different areas with different opponents and kind of getting her name out there. And, you know, she's really a hard worker and a really great young talent that I enjoy being in the ring with a lot.
Yes. She came a long way, actually. She's definitely a hard worker and
mm-hmm.
and Even as a heel, she gives a lot of heat to the fans also.
Yeah, she's phenomenal. It doesn't really matter with her which role she's playing, you know, which position she's in. She goes out there and she gives her all the time, no matter what the situation is or, you know, where she is or who she's working with. She just goes out there and gives it her all each and every time, and I think that has a lot to do with the success that she's achieved so far in her career.
Yes. And you also worked with ACW in Maryland. How was that experience?
Well, I currently work with them. I work with them pretty frequently. I'm currently their women's champion as well. And, you know, it's another good company. They have a good you know, promotional spine to them, and the fact that they're able to, you know, they get their name out there. And I've been there kind of from the beginning nearly, and have watched their crowds grow. I've watched their roster grow and change over the years. And, you know, they've been growing themselves. They've been growing their brand, getting their name out there, attracting new fans to their product. And they've also been expanding their promotional territory as far as the area in which they're running shows. And, you know, it's another good company that I really enjoy working for. I always have a fun time when I'm there. And, you know, like I said, they have a great locker room full of people, and it's always a pleasure to be part of their shows.
Yes. What are your memories of working with Renee Michelle, another up-and-comer?
Renee, you know, she could have a very bright future. You know, she's very young. She hasn't had, you know, as much experience as some of the other girls on the circuit, obviously. But, you know, if she keeps applying herself and keeps training and working hard, there's no reason why she can't have a bright future. It's all about, you know, just working hard and kind of just keeping at it and, you know, learning your craft and perfecting your craft and continuing to grow. And if she can stick with it and she can stay focused and keep on that path, then I'm sure that she has a very bright future ahead of her.
Yes. Recently you had worked for the women's wrestling promotion, Valkyrie Wrestling.
Valkyrie? Mm-hmm.
Yes. How was that experience on working with a veteran like Mickey Knuckles?
Well, actually, Mickey wasn't at that show. She was scheduled to be and was also scheduled to be my opponent, but unfortunately she has suffered an injury that is keeping her out of the ring for the next couple of weeks at least. And, you know, that was a disappointment to me because it was a match that I was really looking forward to having. Mickey is somebody who I've respected as one of my peers for a long time and somebody I've always welcomed the opportunity to be in the ring with. And I still hold hope that that match will take place at some point in the future. I think it would be a great contest. But as far as Valkyrie itself goes, this past Saturday, the 24th of May, was their premier show. And it was also the first all-women show promoted in New York City. It took place in Brooklyn, New York, and it was really a great experience. I really don't have anything negative to say coming out of it. The crowd that was there was hot all night. They were totally into the show. They were very, very interactive with us, which, you know, is like a wrestler's dream. There's nothing more fun than having a crowd that's really into what you're providing them. You know, it had a locker room full of great women who are, you know, they're all very capable wrestlers in their own right. You know, it really had a very strong feel of being a team effort, being something special, and I was very pleased and proud to be part of their inaugural show and part of the company as a whole, and hopefully they will continue to grow by leaps and bounds, you know, and eventually become known as one of the premier all-women promotions, if not in the Northeast, in the country. So I think only time will tell. As I said, Saturday was their first event, but it, from what I could tell, it was very smooth. It was a very well-received event. Their next show will be at the same location in Brooklyn on July 19th that I'm already scheduled to be part of. And, you know, hopefully we'll just see it grow that night as well as every day in the future.
Yes. More women's wrestling, we need it.
Yeah, it's a great thing. You know, it's a great place for, you know, all women shows and promotions give that many more women an opportunity to have a booking and to work and to have experience. And, you know, especially if it's a new area for the for that woman, you know, maybe it gives women more opportunities and more geographical areas to branch out into that they maybe wouldn't have otherwise. So, you know, it's a great thing. And hopefully the fans are into it. The fans are supporting us. Like I said, the fans that were there were just tremendous and phenomenal. And, you know, all it takes is just fans bringing one or two of their friends, and, you know, you repeat that process over and over, and hopefully that fan base will grow by leaps and bounds in no time.
Awesome. And what is the greatest highlight moment of your wrestling career?
The greatest moment for me, there's two moments that really, really stick out to me at this point in time as far as my career is concerned. The first one being the night that I won the NWA Women's World title, for obvious reasons. You know, the company itself, the history surrounding the company, the history surrounding the title and the prestige and honor that it holds. You know, that was a fantastic night for me. To say it was an honor is a little bit of an understatement. It was just such a prestigious title for me to, you know, to be awarded and to have that opportunity to kind of be the figurehead of not only the title but of the company as well. And, you know, it was such an honor and a thrill for me to be able to be their champion and to be their champion for the length of time that I was. I think it was 463 days. That I was their champion. So that was just an amazing experience that will always be near and dear to my heart. The second one was my first match for, again, obvious reasons. It's, you know, that was the beginning of a dream being realized for me. That was the very first match. That was where it all got started. And, you know, that's something that can never be repeated. It can never be duplicated. You only get one first match, of course. And again, just like when I won the NWA Women's World title, the night of my first match, that was one of the nights when I took a moment to really take everything in, to take in the crowd, to take in the ring announcer saying my name, you know, just to experience it and really file away that memory because it is so special. And it's another one that will always just be really special to me. And I'm always going to kind of have that and, you know, have that as one of my most special memories and moments and highlights of my career.
Wonderful, definitely. You've definitely worked with so many individuals by defending it through that long reign. And also, what is your memories of working with Bobby Hayden for the NWA Women's title?
You know, working with Barbie was great. She's a very formidable competitor. She's, you know, a good wrestler, and you know, she's a tough gal. She and I met in the ring for the first time last May down in Texas, and we had two matches while I was down there. The first at NWA Houston, and then the second was at, you know, NWA Branded Outlaw down in San Antonio. And, you know, both of those matches were, you know, I thought strong matches and really well received. I came out victorious in both of those. And then the third time we met, it ended up being the charm for her. That was this past January, again, down in Cypress, Texas for NWA Houston. And that was our third matchup, and third time ended up being the charm for Barbie. That was when she won the NWA Women's World title from me. And that match, I believe, was the strongest of our three to date. You know, it was a very hard-hitting match. We had the privilege and the honor of being the main event that evening. And, you know, I would like to humbly say that I feel as though we didn't disappoint. I know that we both went out there. It was a very hard-hitting, very physical matchup. And it was well-received by both the fans that evening as well as our, you know, peers and the guys in the locker room. And I still, to this day, continue to receive compliments on it and hear great reviews and great things about it. So I, you know, I enjoyed working with Barbie, and obviously she's on my radar. She has my title that I went back. So I'm definitely keeping an eye on her, but she's a great young talent who, again, I think she, you know, is doing well for herself and has a bright future if she can keep it up.
Yes. She's definitely a good worker also. She's improving every time she's in the ring also, and she hasn't missed no beat. And also, you had a TNA crowd at Gut Check a year ago. How was that experience?
That was a great experience. It was actually not part of the Gut Check. It was a dark match that took place prior to one of their live events in Fayetteville, North Carolina. But it was a great experience. You know, I got the call just a few days before that event to come down there and to take part in that. You know, and I got down there, and it was an extremely positive atmosphere. Everyone in the locker room was very welcoming, very supportive. You know, some of the guys took their time to, on their own, you know, stand there and watch our match prior to their show beginning. And then you know, which obviously they don't have to, but they were taking an interest in it, and that's always something nice. The woman that I wrestled that night with, Mia Svensson, who is down in the Fayetteville, North Carolina area. Fans down there will certainly know who she is. And, you know, it was a good match, and we went to the back and got some positive feedback, and, you know, it was just overall a really positive experience. And, you know, it was really kind of cool just to be able to be that much closer to something that would be a goal, you know, a goal achieved if that was to ever come to fruition and happen. But really, you know, a great time, and it was a great night. I just don't have anything but positive things to say about it.
Yes. I still remember that also that they've had the fans to do some type of final four for every talent to advance to the next round, and it was like one, the overall winner gets a shot to be on Impact.
I'm somewhat familiar with what you're referring to. Yeah.
And later on, the company got negative reviews from it because with the voting system also, and then also that it was a lot of people really wanting to see that their favorite talent get in TNA, get a TNA contract, and it never really came to fruition because of the upper management changes, like persons leaving, like Bruce Prichard, that was the head guy that was in charge of it, had left, and it just didn't take off. And
are you referring to the gut check voting they had? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, okay. I wasn't understanding what you were referring to at first. Yeah, that was the online gut check voting that they had at one point. Right, right, right.
And you definitely have what it takes to be on a TNA roster.
Thank you.
With the Knockouts division. Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, it was like I've seen so many workers been that was excellent, that was trying to get a shot at TNA, but I just hope one day that they realize that they made mistakes and they can go after these talent like you and others.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, time will tell. It all depends on what their needs are at a time. It's not always necessarily who the best wrestler or the most popular wrestler is. It's, you know, it all depends on what they need in somebody at that time. So that's something important everybody needs to keep in mind. But hopefully, you know, keep your fingers crossed. Time will tell. Hopefully that opportunity will present itself at some point in the future.
Yes, we hope so. And do you watch the current wrestling of TNA, WWE, and ROH?
I watch it when I can, to be honest with you. I DVR it, but I'm really far behind right now. I just have so many things going on in general. You know, I just don't have the ability to sit down. At one point in time, I was able to, but, you know, that's not the case anymore. So I DVR the, you know, the weekly WWE and TNA shows that come on. I'm so far behind in them right now. It's just, you know, it's just one of those things where I'll go through and watch them just to watch them and clear them off my DVR and just to kind of see what happens. But, you know, I keep up with it just to kind of see what the current product is and where things are headed, things like that. I don't watch it, you know, to necessarily know what all of the angles and so forth are, but I just try to keep my finger on the pulse, so to speak, and kind of, you know, stay abreast of at least the main things that are happening within the business.
Yes, and TNA definitely had a lot of talent in their women's knockout division also, and that was the most highly rated segments on Impact in the past, even for main events.
Yeah, they were able to main event there once or twice. you know, which is a testament to the females they had in the company at that time who were placed in that position. And, you know, it's not often that you see females in the main event spot, so I think it's a special thing and something that sticks out to people anytime it does happen.
Right, definitely. And this company was so close of having a knockout TV show, a knockout show for Spike TV, because of that, they put on the highest rated segments of Impact in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But I just hope it comes to fruition one day that they can have that also expand the knockouts division for more opportunity for more talent out there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, I think that's another time will tell type of situation.
Yes. And do you also follow women's companies like Shimmer and Shine currently right now?
I mean, I follow wrestling in general as much as I can. You know, it's my business that I'm in, so I make it a point to keep up with as much of it as I possibly can. I mean, obviously, I'm familiar with those companies, and I'm familiar with their rosters and you know, when they're having a show and so forth, but other than that, like, I don't, you know, I keep up with anything wrestling. If it's anything wrestling related at all, then I do my best to keep up with it and to kind of keep my eye on it just to stay abreast of everything happening. But there's not really any one company out there that I follow greater than any other company in that respect, as far as, you know, making it 100% priority that I watch every single one of their shows or, you know, anything like that.
Awesome. Do you have anything to plug for the viewers out there and listeners?
Yeah, always. You know, as always, people can find my website online that has all my upcoming appearance information. It has, you know, merchandise for people to purchase. It has photos and videos of matches that I've had in the past. My website is CaseyCarlisle.com. I'm also on Facebook. I have both a profile page under Casey Carlisle, and I have a fan page, which is located at facebook.com/CaseyCarlisleFanpage. And I'm also on Twitter at Casey Carlisle. You know, I have my YouTube channel, which is under Casey Carlisle. And I'm also on Instagram. I'm on Pinterest. I'm on Google+. So I'm all over the internet in that respect and pretty easy to track down. So everybody is always welcome to look me up, hunt me down, and friend me, follow me, like me, subscribe to me, whatever the case may be, and, you know, stay as interactive as possible.
Wonderful. And, yeah, we're about to run out of time. It's an honor of having you on Wrestling X Factor Radio. You can come back anytime.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate you giving me the time.
Yes. You're welcome. And
all right. Thanks, Wayne. Take care.
Okay. You have a good evening.
Thank you. You do the same.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was former NWA Women's Champion, Casey Carlisle, one of the top-notch talent out there in the U.S. For any women's division. And if you want to download the episodes, it's right on blogtalkradio.com under Wrestling X Factor. Or on Facebook at Wrestling X Factor group page, you can actually find all the radio archives there also. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
addiction.